Welcome to Abuse to Purpose. How did love go wrong for me? I am Sophie Robert and I grew up in Miami, Florida. I was first generation from a family that was born in the United States. My parents are both from Belgium, so that is where my roots come from. My parents were raised in different countries. My father's mother fled after having him and left him and his older brother in an orphanage in Venezuela, which is a completely different country than Argentina, where he was born. My father was entering primary school when his grandparents went and found him and brought him and his brother back to live with them in Argentina. They were both from kindergarten to 12th grade, top of their class, and stayed living with their grandparents until they decided to move to Miami. Miami is where my father was living, and he wanted to be close with his father while finishing high school, Palmetto High School. After that, he and his father sailed around the Caribbean for almost a year before his father recommended that he move to Belgium, and my father decided to move to Belgium to go to university. While living in Belgium, my father and mother met. My mom was 16 and my father was 18. They were friends through family and fell in love. 2 years later, they moved to Miami and then got married. They had a cute love story with a marriage of 25 years. Growing up, I never saw my parents fight or raise their voice at each other. There were very few times that I remember walking in their room and it seemed that they were having a serious conversation with each other. Later, as I grew up, I realized these conversations were lectures, as my father loved to lecture. I later learned that these were very important life lessons that he was trying to instill in me, but I was never listening. I never experienced verbal or physical or emotional abuse. My mom and dad had been married from before I was born, and I never witnessed them fight, ever. My father was a businessman and often traveled and provided for our family. I truly can't remember a time as a child that anything was not anything but hunky-dory. In my neighborhood and many friends, and one Mel and I, one girl was Mel. Mel and I had been neighbors for most of our lives. She was the very first person to ever tell me in secrecy that her brother's friend had forced her to give him a blowjob. I remember her telling me this, and when she did, I was only 12 years old. I didn't even understand what a blowjob meant. I felt scared for her and the experience she had gone through, especially because I had never heard or knew anything about abuse. On August 21st, 1992, it was a huge day for me. I had an appointment to get my braces removed right before middle school, junior high at that time. It was the morning before my family was going to go on vacation to Marco Island, Florida. This was the same day that I had met all of my best friends to this day. During this trip, we took Mel from down the street. She was also friends with Cam and Tam, who had invited her. They all went to Southwood together. The school was about to attend. And Cam's mom had invited her, but Mel's mom decided that she preferred her to come with us since we were going to the same place and she had been and knew my mom well. We were all staying in Eagle's Nest in Marco Island, Florida. The day we met, we all clicked and had such a good time, which is why I remember this day so clearly, the day I got my braces removed. 3 days later, we all had to vacate. Some went north, some came back to Miami, and some went down south. And it was a devastating hurricane, but it did bring us all closer. During my 7th grade year, after the hurricane, I made tons of friends, which still to this day are my close friends. I had bonded with in Marco Island, Cam and Tam. They were in ninth grade when they were entering ninth grade when I was entering seventh grade. I did not make friends with young seventh graders, but I made friends with a girl that was not in our school. Her name was Katie. She would tell me everything about her life, and it was very different from the rest of our life in our school and our friends. And she did also open up to me and admitted that she was a small girl when her father used to rape her all the time, and it was violent and horrible. Thank you for joining us at chapter one on Balance B's Abuse to Purpose book, and we will be right back for the next chapter of the same chapter, but the next part of it, one entering eighth grade. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.